Hello, this is Connie Bennett. I would like to welcome you to the Relieve Holiday Stress Program. So, of course, all of us know that 'tis a season to be merry. Well, for many of us, it's also a season for stress, anxiety, and angst. This time of year, many people resort to bad habits galore. You may cave into sugar cravings, grab too many eggnogs, overspend, overdose on caffeine or cigarettes, feel lonely, or argue with your loved ones. So do you feel that every holiday you make the same mistakes or repeat the same patterns? Are you worried that you'll gain weight this holiday season? Are you scared that you'll succumb to sugary temptations? Well, we are here to help you thrive this holiday season. In fact, our intention tonight is to help you to have a calmer, more relaxing holiday season. Tonight's program, which is entitled Relieve Holiday Stress, will help you to make the shift from victim to peaceful warrior. Now, as we all know, well, our main worries over the holidays have to do with money, food, loneliness, and relationships, whether they're troubled or not, but relationships with our loved ones, parents, siblings, etc. So unless you learn to use or do use effective relaxation techniques as well as self-love activities and positive self-talk, all of your worries, your holiday worries, may trigger overeating or binging, overloading on alcohol, arguments with your loved ones, skipping regular exercise, not getting enough sleep, and neglecting your needs. Of course, we all know that devouring a bag of cookies or guzzling booze or venting to a loved one or spending too much money on holiday presents are not smart ways to soothe your holiday stress. So we're here tonight to help you to be relaxed instead of stressed out. And what we're going to do is we're going to help you to change your subconscious thoughts. So let me tell you what to expect in the next hour. First off, I'm going to briefly introduce my guest tonight, who is Deborah Berndt, and she is a master visualization expert, a hypnotist, and also a love expert. Then we're going to tell you briefly about anxiety. Deborah is then going to give you tools to take your power back. We're going to do a very quick grounding exercise in which you get to focus on a happy time. Then I'm going to give you three holiday tips so that you can have a more stress-less season, or we should say, you know, happy, healthy season. Then Deborah and I are going to talk about that, the power of your subconscious mind and how that relates to stress and our habits. Then Deborah, this is going to be very exciting. She is going to lead us through about a 10-minute healthy eating visualization. Hypnosis session. And Deborah is going to explain to us what the difference is. There's really no need to worry about, you know, being hypnotized. Then she's going to guide us through a 10-minute release stress visualization as well. And then we're going to end with final thoughts. And then we're also going to conclude. Deborah has, I kind of twisted her arm, but she has made it possible for us to get two products that she has. One is a complete relaxation set, and the other is a weight loss download set. And we have a special price just for guests tonight. And then basically we're going to let you go. So, briefly, if you don't know who I am, my name is Connie Bennett. I'm known as the Smart Habits Girl, whether or not I live up to that name all the time is up for grabs. So I'm obviously human. I am known as a sugar expert. I used to be a really diehard sugar addict. And I'm also author of the book Sugar Shock. And I run a blog, which is sugarshockblog.com. And I have a radio show, which is called Gab with the Gurus as well. So my guest tonight is Deborah Berndt, and she basically is a master visualization expert and hypnotist. She has helped thousands of people around the world to release blocks in their subconscious mind that hold them back from being their best. She's spoken all over the U.S. about the power of the subconscious mind and the relationship between our inner and our outer worlds. Now, Deborah is known as the Love Mind Expert, and she's author of the upcoming book, Let Love In, which is going to be published early next year, 2010, from Wiley. Deborah is also a host of the Love Coach Radio Show, which, like my show, Gab with the Gurus, is on Blog Talk Radio. And Blog Talk Radio broadcasts over the Internet to over 100 countries. Deborah also offers private hypnosis and coaching sessions, workshops, and seminars. And as a certified hypnotic coach and hypnotist, Deborah can help you access the power of your mind through the use of a trance state or hypnosis. She's going to clarify it for us shortly, but it's basically similar to guided visualization. And it works with the deeper roots of your thinking that create your life. So we're going to get into the fact that many coaches only work on the subconscious level, but Deborah helps you really get at the core for why you have your beliefs. And she basically works with the premise that you're already a perfect person, that there's nothing to fix except the false perception of you and your life. And so Deborah has been working with clients on emotional, physical, and spiritual issues for over 10 years. And she's a certified master hypnotist with the American Council of Hypnotist Examiners and a certified hypnotic coach and a member of the International Coaches Federation. So, Deborah, thank you so, so much for joining us.
It's great to be here, Connie. Thanks for having me. I love sharing this information with as many people as I can, because it changed my life, learning about this other part of our mind, which not many people talk about in length and understand.
So when you and I were talking, you raised the point to me that of all times of the year, the holidays are the time of the year that people really, really get stressed out. And then, lo and behold, we found a study from the American Psychological Association, which actually shows that women and men, but more women, tend to turn to both alcohol and food at this time. The study, the American Psychological Association, found that 41% of women use food during the holidays, and 28% use alcohol, and that this really puts their health at risk. So the question is, why are we so stressed out this time of year?
Oh, there's many reasons. Well, I think one of the biggest reasons is the expectation of the holidays, that people think they have to have this wonderful, it's like this amazing time that, you know, happens once in a lifetime. It comes every year, but people make such a big deal out of it, and it floods the grocery stores, the retail stores, the media. Everyone's talking about the holidays, and there's this pressure to be happy. And I think it's the one time in our life where we really assess who we have in our life, who loves us, our relationships with our family, our relationships with ourselves, like how we feel about ourselves, what we accomplished. You know, the New Year's coming, and people think, wow, the year passed already. And so it's really a time of inner reflection. And also, many people do have family issues. You know, the family members they don't speak to, and they have to face this time of year.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of – so it just brings up a lot of stuff for people.
Right. And I tend to be popular. I'm sorry?
It's like when you're on it, always like worried about your weight. It's that day you try on the bathing suit. Everything becomes open, like you see every bulge and every flab, and you're just like, ah. And that's kind of what happens in our minds. It's like everything comes up for us. It's just like a big mirror.
Yeah, and I hear from a lot of people this time of year, and they're very, very worried about gaining weight. They're worried, how the heck are they going to be able to stay away from, you know, sweets and refined carbs and drinks and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the subconscious mind, because what I find very intriguing, so is it, you know, I am a life coach, okay, but I don't have your training, and what you do is you really delve into the blocks in people's subconscious minds.
Well, yeah, it's blocks or misunderstandings. Let me start off by how our subconscious mind works. And just really simply, when we're born, it depends on your belief system, but you can just imagine that you're a clean slate and you start learning things, even in the womb, about who you are by feeling your mother's emotions, by actually being aware of people around you. Our brain is just one part of our mind. It's a tool our mind uses, but our mind is basically all those things we sense and feel that sometimes don't have logic to them. And so we start growing up and we learn what's right and wrong. We start gathering habits. Everyone has had a time in their life where they reached out for love and it was either rejected or they were shunned or no one was there. And so we all have that experience. We could have the best parents in the world. Everyone has that. And as infants, we're so reliant upon external people coming in to help us and keep us alive, basically, that it can create this fear. And so that's the innate fear that we have. And then as we go through life, we find ways to cope with that fear. And then our subconscious actually records it like a database, and things that make us feel good will temporarily, it'll associate, when I feel bad, then I'll have this. A very good example for people that have a sweet addiction is many, many clients that I work with. I've worked on weight loss for years. I mean, even though I do relationships, sometimes they overlap. What I found is that the earliest memory of them craving sweets was when they were around someone who they really loved and treated
right.
them nice, gave
yeah.
them a snack.
Right.
And so that memory is like deep in the subconscious. And it just associates things that aren't related just because at that time it was associated. So we go through life with all these not only habits of being, of craving and fixing what we think is broken as far as our emotions, but we also have thoughts and beliefs that are a pattern and a habit. So a lot of people say I have low self-esteem. Low self-esteem isn't who you are. It's a habit of being. So if you think about negative thinking, it's a habit of thinking. It's not like one day you just decided you're going to be negative. It's something that's been happening. And many of my clients always talk about, how can I fight that negative thinking? How can I fight the stress? And most, our mind is meant to look for the negative, so look for what's wrong. So it's a natural state. So it really takes a master to think positive 100% of the time. But what happens is those thoughts of stress create a feeling in our bodies, and we have a kinesthetic reaction, which is all subconscious. Our subconscious mind is our physical bodies and also our thinking. And then it moves us to an action, which will fix that feeling. Some people, they retreat. Other people, they take drugs. Other people, they learn alcohol. Mm-hmm. And what I believe with, especially with alcoholism, is that You can actually, it's in your DNA, that addiction. So if you have a strong family members. And what's really interesting is that I have many, many weight loss clients who never drink at all, but they are completely addicted to sweets.
Yeah.
And it's the same, it's just, that's what they learn. That was
yeah.
their drug.
Yeah, I've worked with a lot of people and they're like, they can give or take alcohol, but when it comes to sweets, forget it. So we promised people we're going to do a quick grounding exercise, so why don't we do that?
Okay.
Right now?
Well, and before I start, I also want to say that, hypnosis, the stage hypnotism that you see, it's real. I mean, our subconscious is very open to suggestion, but it doesn't have to be as dramatic as that. What hypnosis really is a trance state where your mind is engaged and focused in the moment, and it's a very meditative place to be. So anyone that does guided meditation or guided visualization, they're actually using a hypnotic trance to work with you.
So it's really, yes. I'm so glad you brought that up because I've heard from some people who are, kind of concerned. What do you mean hypnosis? So it's really pretty much the same thing.
Yes, and I don't take anything out of your mind. I just actually, what hypnosis does is, if you think about how rigid our thinking is. When imagine trying to convince someone of something, like say you're a liberal and they're a conservative, and they're trying to convince you to be their party. I mean, it's really hard. I don't know if you've ever been in those debates or religious debates when you have
right.
So our minds are kind of like that. When it's set on something, it becomes very rigid. And what hypnosis does is, if you can imagine it, just relaxing and not being so rigid, so it's more open to new ideas. And the great thing about this process is that your highest will and your intelligence will not accept an idea that isn't in the best interest of you. So I can never put anything in your mind that you don't want in your mind.
Well,
it's
I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to let people know that you're, you know, a very charming, charismatic, you know, caring woman, and you're only
yes.
going to be, you know, making suggestions for people to have, you know, a better life, you know, be calmer, you know, be more content, and you know, to fulfill your goals and dreams. So with
yes.
that in mind, let's go ahead and do our quick grounding exercise.
Okay, so if everyone could close, if you're not driving and listening to this, find a comfortable place to sit back and close your eyes. And if it helps if you put your feet flat on the floor. And if you're in a chair that you can recline back, that's even better. But not too far back.
As I say, you don't want me falling asleep here.
No. Not you, Connie.
Not me.
And so I want you to just watch your breath for a moment. Just breathe in and out. And I want you to imagine that all the thoughts of spinning throughout the day are just dropping down to the floor. And just allow yourself to move back into your body. Just really pay attention to how your feet feel on the floor. And with every breath you take, you're going to feel your arms and legs becoming more relaxed. Just give yourself this time to just be. And let your mind drift into a beautiful place. Imagine warm sunshine, maybe your favorite flowers. And find a comfortable place to sit down. And as you're sitting down, you'll go even more relaxed in the moment. And imagine that appearing on your lap is a large book. It's very thick, thicker than any phone book you've ever seen. And on the cover, embossed, is "The Book of My Life." And I want you to start opening up the book. And you may see scenes as you pass through the pages of your early life. Or maybe you want to skip ahead to later years. But you'll notice that on certain pages, there's a glow around them, a brightness. And you're drawn to those pages. And those pages are the days in your life where you're really at peace. So let your imagination take you to a certain memory. And just be there now in your mind with all those good feelings. You can even imagine that glow of the page moving through your body, filling all the cells of your body with that good feeling. As if you're tingling all over. and know that even though these memories were in the past, every time you felt good has been recorded here in your mind. And you can always go back here anytime you like by simply saying the word calm. Calm is your key word to feel these good feelings again anytime you need it. Calm. Calm. And then we're going to just bring all those good feelings back. You can stay focused here for the rest of the call, feeling a little more open to healing any stress you have in your life, able to find creative answers to move forward. So I'm going to count to five and you'll be back in the room. One, feel yourself coming back. Two, wiggling your fingers and toes. Three, feeling good. Four, getting ready to open your eyes. And five, eyes open, back in the room, back to the seminar.
Well, that was wonderful. That was wonderful. So talk to us some more about how our subconscious mind affects our habits.
Well, like I said before, those habits are formed when we're very young. And the thing about the subconscious mind is that it's not logical. And so when we're on a conscious level, we are thinking eating sugar's bad, smoking's bad, I need to lose weight, I shouldn't eat that donut, but I feel like I want it. This guy is really a bad news for me, but I'm really drawn to be with him. It's because our subconscious doesn't react on logic. It reacts on just what it's used to. So, for example, if someone's, you know, in the habit of eating sugar and they're trying to break that habit, the subconscious mind doesn't know that it's not good. It just knows that you've been doing it. So it will try its best to repeat the pattern. And so that's why it's really hard for people to, when they lose weight, to sustain it, because many times they only work on the surface and it's like a fight the whole time, when on the subconscious level it's fighting back to go back to the old eating patterns. So what, like I said, hypnosis opens your mind to new ideas. So what we do is we build new ideas in the subconscious about your body image, about your love life, about how much money you can receive in your life. And the interesting thing about the subconscious, there's so many interesting things, but one of the really cool things is that it has no idea what's the difference between fact and fantasy. And it has no idea if you're looking 2 years in the future or if you're looking back. It thinks everything's happening at once. So when you are visualizing yourself in this thin body 6 months from now, your subconscious, if you do it enough, will start to believe that that's you already and will work on the patterns that will support that. But what typically happens is, what do? We wake up in the morning, we look in the mirror, we see the same body, we try on the clothes, they're a little tight, and all the thoughts that go with that and the stress. And you know, that's just for weight loss. There's people that worry about money all the time and they wake up constantly or can't sleep because they can't pay their bills or, you know, they may get laid off from their job. So the thoughts about money and the worries become a habit as well. And so using hypnosis, you can actually visualize yourself receiving checks in the mail. And I mean, I did a quick exercise once when I first started my practice. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a program called Ask Your Money Angel because it was so powerful. I just basically went up in my visualization and asked heaven for $4,000. And I got a call 2 days later. I was getting a check for $4,000. It was out of the blue. And I was just exactly the amount I asked for. I was like, wow, this stuff is cool.
And tell us a weight loss success story that you've had.
Oh, I can name a million. But, okay, so I have this man that comes in. He's probably about 80 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm.
smokes 2 or 3 packs a day.
Mm.
In one session, he not only quit smoking, but it got him off soda. He was drinking at least, I think, 2 6-packs. No,
wow.
More than that. Like a case, almost a case of soda a day. Like he was
wow.
just one after the other. Coke, you know, no, not Diet Coke, just the right.
Wow.
And done. And I used to have clients that use sugar. They use it for a way to, you know, not only to soothe themselves,
right.
but also there's cases where you use it as a distraction from getting what you like if you work for yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of like, okay, I have this project I have to do.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll eat something.
Yeah, I can. I can rattle off so many ways people use sugar. Okay, so let's go right into then. You're going to do a healthy eating visualization with us.
Yes, and
so
we want to
do
healthy
right
eating,
now.
And do we want to include weight loss in that?
Yeah, healthy eating, weight loss, and then you know being able to, you know, be fine at holiday events and not pig out at parties.
And how about a no sugar suggestion?
Sure, or at least a low, you know, low or no.
Yes, and carbs.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a little relaxation. So
okay.
Everyone, get back into your comfy spot.
And weight loss, I guess we can throw in there too, if people need to lose weight.
Yes.
Am I demanding or what?
You are. You want to get it all in.
Oh, you are so good. I mean, as you know, I've been like, a big fan now here. Okay, let's do
it. All right. So everyone, just close your eyes. Allow yourself to get centered again. Feeling the rise and fall of your breath. And just imagine that above your head is a relaxing, peaceful light. And if you can't see a light, just imagine some warm energy moving down into your scalp, relaxing your scalp, moving into your forehead and your cheeks, your facial muscles, relaxing your eyelids, your jaw, moving down the back of your head to your neck. Moving down your shoulders, feel that tension leave your shoulders, sinking down into your arms. Your arms start to feel heavier and heavier, sinking into your lap. As that light of relaxation moves down past your elbows into your forearms, out your fingertips. Feel that relaxation move into your upper body, your chest, and your abdomen. And all through your back. Deeper into your hips. Down your legs. Calm, relaxing energy. Sinking down. You can feel the weight. That calm energy pulling you down deeper into the chair. As it moves down your legs, out your feet. You can feel your feet sinking into the floor, relaxing. So I want you to imagine again that you're in that beautiful place. And in front of you are two doors. that are just floating there. One door is the door that looks like it's been used a lot, the door of your habits. And the other door is a new healthy eating pattern. But first, I want you to go through the old door just so you can get familiar with your old habits. Imagine walking through the door of the old habits. After maybe overindulging, remember that feeling, feeling way too full. Sick in the morning. Trying on clothes that are too tight. Almost as if there's a fog all around you. Even an awful taste in your mouth. A feeling of regret. And that is just one choice. You can leave that room, come out into the beautiful place again. And you know you can choose again. But this time you choose the brand new door of healthy eating. As you walk through the frame of the door, you feel a huge weight lifted off of you. Emotionally and literally. You pass by a full-length mirror and see yourself in your ideal body. Notice how you're smiling. How good you feel, how much energy you have. Everything in this place is bright and joyful. And it feels like you're in control. And here in your ideal body, you can go to any social event, family gathering. And you may see the sweets there, the drink, the breads, the cakes. But there's no way you would want to put those awful things in your beautiful body. You're finding now that you only eat what you need. That you're chewing your food at least 20% slower than you've ever chewed before. You're gravitating to the lean meats if you eat meat and the fruits and vegetables that are healthy for you. You love the colorful, healthy, fresh foods with nothing added to them like fat or sugar or starches. You eat lean because you are lean. You are a thin, healthy person. And you're finding now that you're losing your taste for sweets. The sugar in food is really noticeable to you now. In fact, it tastes 10 times sweeter than it ever tasted before. Imagine sugar mixed with water sticking together, sticking to your fingers, like glue sticking to your inside of your mouth and your body. You don't like that sticky feeling. All you want to do is get rid of that feeling by taking a glass of cool, fresh water and rinsing it away. You're also finding that those heavy carbs no longer serve you. You're no longer attracted to those heavy, fattening carbs. Just like the sugar, the flour mixed with water creates a paste sticking to your body, weighing you down. You don't want those carbs anymore. You're finding that you're avoiding alcohol too, because the sugar in alcohol has the same type of feeling of way too sweet. You don't like the way it feels. You like having a clear head. You like being your real self. So So as you look at all the foods there, you find yourself gravitating to the healthy foods, the lean choices. And you leave the event or situation feeling so much brighter and lighter. You know that you'll wake up the next day so proud of yourself for loving yourself enough to treat your body with the love and respect you deserve. It's safe for you to be the real you, the real, thin, healthy you. Your self-confidence is growing stronger. Your identity as a thin, healthy person is firmly embedded in your subconscious mind. And you hold that image. And your subconscious mind will lead you to create that in the external world. And then after you've had some time here, you walk back out the door into the beautiful place again. And you know you have a choice now. You don't have to go through that old door again. You've created a new path in your mind, a new possibility here and now. So when you go to a social event this holiday season, you always go through the healthy door. And that feels so good. And you're finding now that as you're becoming healthy, you're working out, feeling good, exercising your body, moving your body, and doing all the things that are good for you. And all these ideas will remain with you deep within your mind and will manifest in your reality. And in a moment, I'm going to count to five. We'll be back in the room. We'll be feeling good, thinner already, feeling positive and healthy. Number one, coming back. Two, feeling good. Three, feeling lighter already. Four, eyes feel sparkling clear, just as if they were bathed in cool spring water. And number five, eyes open, fully aware. Back in the room.
Well, that was really wonderful. I dare say everyone is going to now be eating healthily. Who's
oh, that sugar! Don't underestimate that. That one little sugar suggestion helped that guy kick a case of pop a day. So.
Unbelievable. So, for those of you who have questions and you're on the website, I invite you to go ahead and submit something. And so I am now going to be giving you just three quick holiday tips to relieve stress. So my first tip is put on rose-colored glasses. And by that, I mean that when you're at a holiday party and someone tries to push their bad habits on you, or, you know, like, for example, you know, your Aunt Mary keeps, you know, urging you to try a piece of her pie, or your coworker keeps trying to fill your glass with, you know, alcohol, to just take a deep breath and then try to step into their shoes and realize that what both of them are doing, well, first off, your Aunt Mary is showing that you love, she loves you, and Frank is just trying to be friendly and a nice coworker. Or whatever situation you're in, just try to step in their shoes and see that they're really trying to be nice to you. They don't realize that by offering you these, you know, foods or drinks or whatever they're offering you, that what they're doing is giving you, you know, suggestions to have bad habits. So rather than view your situation with annoyance, instead be grateful. Next tip just has to do, which is obviously get moving. Research shows that physical activity, it not only boosts your fitness levels and the energy levels, but it also can elevate your moods. And exercise also has been found to reduce anger and tension, fatigue, and confusion. So even though you might be really strapped for time during this holiday season, this is not the time to quit exercising. In fact, there's one study that actually showed that when people who are regularly exercising stop exercising, they begin to feel depressed and fatigued after just 1 week. So, of course, we all know that exercise gives you a runner's high. And then the last tip is to, if you're the kind of person who actually can partake of sweets in modest portions, just take polite portions of these comfort foods and drinks that you're offered over the holidays. So, just think before you start to treat, your body, treat your body sort of like a garbage can,
mm-hmm.
And when you're offered those goodies, just take a minimum of maybe 3 bites or maybe 1 bite, a maximum of 5 bites. And we're talking little tiny polite bites. So I'm talking about bites of these, comfort foods. But only do this after you have a balanced meal of like smart carbs, vegetables and fruits or whole grains and fats and protein. So those are my three tips. And we have just enough time for you to guide us in one more wonderful hypnosis or guided visualization session. And I guess what you're going to do is you're going to help us to relieve stress.
Yes, and it doesn't matter what you... what it is. So I'm going to make it.
If you want to touch on money, you could touch on money. If you want to touch on relationships, feel free to touch on that. Touch on love.
If you want to let go of the person that you're holding resentment toward in your family that you're going to have to face this holiday season, your ex-husband, your ex-wife,
right.
Anything that's causing you stress.
Kids.
And you can do more than one in this particular exercise, and I have a full CD for this, but this is a really wonderful stress reliever.
Okay,
so
help
I think
us
you really
to
like
relieve
it. You're really making
right
me work
now.
Tonight, Connie.
I know I am.
Earn my keep.
Oh, but I'm so grateful. This is so good. You are so good. This is great, great stuff. I hope that other people are enjoying it as much as I am.
Good. Well, and just some tips for people if they are having, I should have mentioned this earlier, if you are having trouble visualizing, I'm doing short ones, so typically sometimes people take a little longer to get completely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
You will hear everything I say. Hypnosis isn't like your mind's erased or under anesthesia. And even a light relaxation is highly effective. In fact, just even paying attention to this call, you're in a light trance. So whenever you're listening to a speaker or watching TV or watching a movie, you're in a light trance already. So I'm going to take you to an even deeper state of trance. And since we've done two already, you should be even go deeper this time. But if you're still having trouble, there's some people that have a hard time focusing, that a great thing to do is just repeat what I say in your mind silently. It'll give your mind something to do, and it works like a charm, even for the chatterheads out there.
Right.
And your thoughts are, you're going to have thoughts. It's not like you're going to be empty of thoughts. I mean, mm-hmm. we're just always thinking. So it's just about relaxing. And if you relax the body or even feel slightly relaxed, you should be fine.
Okay.
So we're going to go back to...
another taste of relieving stress here.
Okay. So I want you to close your eyes again and take a deep breath and exhale. And just let go of all tension. And instead of going through every part of your body, like I did last time, just allow that light or wave of relaxation. Just move from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. Like a shower of warm, calm light. Imagine it just draining away all remaining tension. And picture yourself in that beautiful place again. Sunny day. Feel the warm breeze. And imagine that you're walking on a path through this beautiful place. You notice all intricate beauty, the nature around you. Beautiful, wonderful fresh air. At peace. But then you start to think about the stress in your life. And I want you to imagine one particular thing you're struggling with right now, whether it's with money, with your weight, with an addiction, relationships, work, health. And as you think about that stressor, you can start to notice how it affects your body and how you start to feel as if you have a heavy weight on your back. It's hard to see all the beauty around you because of this heavy weight. You may notice sensations in your body, certain areas that are tight or tense. And I want you to imagine that as you're walking, you notice that you're carrying a heavy backpack on your back. This backpack contains all of your conscious and subconscious beliefs that keep you out of peace. All the deep core beliefs that may be stored from when you were very young that triggered your fear and stress right now. You don't have to see the correlation. Just know that these feelings are very old and they've been with you a long time. And as you keep walking, the backpack gets heavier and heavier. As you start to think about the holidays coming up, you want to be free of this tension. You want to be at peace. But it's almost as if you're trapped with this thing on your back you can't let go of. But up ahead, you see a beautiful hot air balloon that's tied to the ground with four thick ropes. The basket tied to it that can fit about 3 to 4 people has lots of colors. And you start walking toward that balloon, struggling now because of all the heavy weight you're carrying. And when you reach it, you just look inside that basket and see that it's empty, and that this is a perfect place to let go of these items in your backpack. So allow that backpack to drop off your shoulders and hit the ground. And turn around and open it up to see what's inside. What you're going to find in that backpack are jars with labels on them. And the labels indicate all the things you're carrying that keep you out of peace. You can allow your subconscious mind to show you what they are. You may be surprised at what you discover. So one by one, I want you to take these jars out and put them in that basket to be sent away in the balloon. Just let them go. They're just thoughts, false perceptions, ideas that no longer serve you. Just let them all go. If you like, you can even put people in that basket that you want to let go of. Old lovers, a relationship that's gone sour. Just let those ideas go. And when the backpack is empty, you can dump the backpack in the basket as well, indicating to your subconscious mind that you want to live in the present, that you want to be here and now in peace and no longer want to drag the past around with you, that today is a fresh start. Today you feel free. So you'll notice that on the ground nearby there's an axe. You can cut away the ropes that tie down the balloon. Cut away the ropes and allow the balloon to lift up into the sky. You can recline back on the grass, the ground, and watch the balloon lift up away from you. Feel the balloon sinking deeper into the sky, farther away. As you feel yourself becoming lighter and lighter and lighter. And I ask that your subconscious mind, if it hasn't released all the stress that needs to be released today, that it finds any of those uncomfortable feelings and lifts them up out of your body now, like thick black smoke in to that balloon floating up there, fully and completely releasing. And as the balloon gets higher and higher, it gets smaller and smaller, with all those ideas that weighed you down are now so far away. Just until that balloon disappears. And since we have to replace what we take away, imagine this beautiful beam of light coming down from the sunshine, filling you up with those good feelings from that happy day, that happy moment. And I want you to see your life or your situation that you'd like to change, to be resolved. If you're lonely, see yourself with love. If you have a bad relationship, you see it improved and healed. If you need money, see yourself receiving an unexpected check in the mail. Even make up the amount you want to receive. If you want to have a certain body shape, imagine that. Whatever you need, you can create in your mind. Now that your mind is lighter and freer of the past, it's as if your life can be more of a blank canvas to draw upon and create. This is your life. You get to choose how you want to live. And you get to choose how you think about who you are. You are powerful. You are an incredible, amazing person. You have worth and value. It is safe for you to be the real you. So imagine drawing the curtains and stepping into your magnificence and showing everybody who you really are. Knowing that you have a right to abundance. You have a right to love. You have a right to a healthy lifestyle. You deserve good things. And again, all these ideas have made a vivid and permanent impression on your subconscious mind. And I'm going to bring you back one more time to the room. But you can take these good feelings back with you, leaving the rest behind. Number one, you're coming back to the room. Number two, feeling good all over. Number three, perfectly peaceful in every way. Number four, your eyes feel sparkling clear, just as if they were bathed in cool spring water. And number five, eyes open, back in the room, feeling light and free.
Well, that was really, really wonderful.
Are you still awake?
I am still awake. Absolutely.
You got
that
the hypnoglow.
Very, very, very calming. Yes, you have a fascinating phrase. You call it hypnoglow. What do you mean by that?
Well, everyone, you know, a lot of times people talk about after they have sex, they have that glow. Well, I feel like hypnosis is better than sex because you have this glow for like 3 days and it's perfectly safe and you can do it yourself. I used to call it the hypno hangover, but after I do sessions on people and when they're live sessions like this, people, it's just a different experience than just using the CDs. But even with the CDs, I see people that they can go to deep states. They feel like, you know, they're for the whole day, they just feel great. Mm. And you've listened to my programs.
Right.
So you know what they sound like and how good you feel after you listen. I mean, I use hypnosis every day. I wake up every morning and I plug in a program. And so a lot of the programs I made on my site are made for myself. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I must say you have just the most soothing voice. And now, yes, I've been listening to your programs. And it's like I will hear, close your eyes, and boom, I'm almost there.
See how conditioned
it happens
you are.
Very quickly. So let's talk about, I twisted your arm a little bit, but tell the listeners about the two exciting products that you're making available for people at a really wonderful discount only for this group.
Yeah, only for this group. And these products are new packages I put together, I lumped together just for this call. The first one is the Complete Relaxation Set, which is
Sounds wonderful.
Complete. It is all, like I have 90 programs. So I grouped together 9 of my most relaxing, general relaxation. So this includes a feel-good program for anxiety, waterfall relaxation, a grounding visualization, different than what I did today. Meditation for beginners, teaching you how to meditate. Seeds of confidence, which basically a lot of times when people have anxiety or stress, they have a lot of insecurities, and it's just those garbage from the past. It's a similar release than the one I did today. Backpack release, the one I just did, the full version of that. We only did, you know, a couple minutes of it. Overcoming depression, and some people who are stressed can go into that depressed state, so I have that. A gratitude exercise that you can actually do. It's 8 minutes or 10 minutes, and you do it in your car while you're going to work, or you can put it on your iPod and if you're commuting, if you live in the city. And then for people, of course, that are stressed, they need to sleep. So I have a restful sleep program that's really, really powerful for people that have insomnia.
It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful set.
And normally it would cost $180 if you bought them all separately. And I have it on my site for $97, so it's half price, almost half price. And then what I've done is I've given for people on this call, if you use the code SWEET, S-W-E-E-T, for Connie, because she's so sweet, and she's a sweet habit girl. She, I know you're the smart habit girl, but she had me give you another bump, so it'll be $77 for all of them. So it's great.
It's amazing, 77 instead of 180.
Yeah, and then there's another one.
And then you have the weight loss program too.
Yes, for those who, a lot of the suggestions I used tonight and visualizing yourself in your ideal body, I have a weight loss one, which is go into your body's control room and you can adjust your hormones and your sweet habits and turn off things with your switches, and it's kind of a fun visualization. And then Weight Loss 2 is about letting go of the excess. It's about what are you holding on to. I have a sculpture body where you can actually create a sculpture of what your ideal body is, and then a workout motivation because that's always important.
Wow.
And so, and I know we discussed the price of $79, and actually made it $59 on my site, but since you're going to get a $20 off if you use Sweet, it'll only be $39.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You've lowered
so
it since we talked.
Yeah, so
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So
that is a
normally,
deal.
Normally, I charge $20 for them, so it was $80 for $39. And so each one, if you buy both of them, you get $20 off each. So the suite will take it. So you'll save $40 if you buy both.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really great deal. And then you get them immediately. As soon as you download, receive, you know, order it, you receive the email with the downloads.
You can download on your iPod.
Yeah.
So for people who are trying to figure out where all this stuff is, make sure that, you know, you had signed up for the call. You can always email me, Connie@sugarshock.com, if you can't find it. But we are going to send you an email with information, with links to these, you know, to these, to both of these programs. So you can always contact me to find out more about it. And wow, thank you, Deborah. That's just so very, very generous of you. So we promised our listeners that we were going to end right on time, and I know I hate it when teleseminar programs, like, you know, go on for an extra 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, I got things to do. So with
well, I
that
hope everyone
in mind,
enjoyed it.
I thank you so, so much. It was so gracious of you to do this. I know it's an incredibly busy time of year for you. And, you know, you've got so much going on with your own life, and yet somehow you managed to stay calm amidst it all.
It's my hypnotic way.
Yeah, your hypno-glow.
I have the hypno-glow every day. That's why my boyfriend loves me so much.
So
I give him
you.
The hypno-glow. Yeah, so everyone,
we're all gonna get that hypno glow. So
I hope everyone enjoys it, and they can also, if any of your customers or people that are listening to the call, if you have specific questions for me, you know, you can ask Connie to send my information. I'm willing to answer any of your questions.
Absolutely. About
hypnosis, if you have any fears about it or questions, or if you used it before and it didn't work, you know, I'm available for that as well.
Okay. And you also, of course, you actually do work privately with people too. So
yes, I do them
know,
over the
addition.
Phone. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand you've helped thousands of people, so I was actually rather fortunate to have met you. So, Deborah, thank you so very, very much for being so generous with your time. For, you know, you're right, I did work you hard for guiding us through three programs. And I want to just thank you again, and I want to wish all of our listeners a just really wonderful, calming, relaxing, peaceful, joyous holiday season.
Yes.
So thanks again, and we will contact you later with an email with some more details, and you will be able to listen to this program again as well. So thanks again, Deborah.
You're welcome. It's great. Happy holidays, everyone.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a really sweet holiday season.